Tomorrow, Britain will celebrate women authors with the Women's Prize for Fiction, known until last year as the Orange Prize. It's open to any woman novelist writing in English. This year's shortlist includes some familiar names. Hilary Mantel for her novel Bring Up the Bodies, which already won the prestigious Man Booker Prize. Former Whitbread Award winner Kate Atkinson also makes the cut for her new book Life After Life. And two previous Orange Prize winners, Britain's Zadie Smith, author of N.W., and American Barbara Kingsolver for Flight Behavior. The Dark Horse nominees are also American, A.M. Holmes for her novel May We Be Forgiven, and Maria Semple for Where'd You Go, Bernadette?
And with summer just ahead, time to think about stocking up on entertaining books, award-winning or not. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg has been polling independent booksellers for their suggestions on filling beach bags. She found that two themes popped up on their lists: youth and ritual.
In the book Daily Rituals, How Artists Work, Mason Curry reveals all sorts of strange artistic habits. Everybody has one, says Rona Brindley, owner of the Bookmark in Neptune Beach, Florida.
Yes, and some people like to write in the bathtub, or Truman Capote said he was a horizontal writer. He could only write lying down.
Balanchine thought up choreography by ironing. Stravinsky stood on his head. In Jill McCorkle's novel Life After Life, Sadie invents a ritual to please other residents in her retirement home.
She could cut and paste and put people in any place they wanted to be so people could live their fantasies and do things that they never got to do and go places that they never got to go. And all she needed was, you know, scissors and some glue and a nice background from a Good Southern Living magazine.
Sadie put one resident on a beach and colored her wheelchair red so it looked like a beach chair. She put another near the Taj Mahal. Now, we promised a youth theme for summer reading. How about this pick from Rona Brindley? We will let her pronounce it because I can't.
Okay, it's The Yonelosi Riding Camp for Girls by Anton Di Sclafani.
A first novel set in the Depression, the 15-year-old narrator is sent away to camp.
Because she's done something so horrific, her parents just don't want to look at her anymore. And it's so bad that they leave her there for the rest of the school year. They don't even come back.
Rona Brindley says it's a smart and sexy story about how things happen and the lessons in choices. Lessons, too, in Eleanor Lipman's novel The View from Penthouse B. Two sisters, one widowed, the other divorced, become roommates in the divorcee's fancy New York apartment. She is house poor thanks to a Ponzi scheming cad. The widow invents a business plan.
And it's called Chase Dates.
Chased, as in C-H-A-S-T-E, not C-H-A-S-E-D.
And it is for the man or woman who would like to meet somebody to go out with, but is not necessarily looking for a sexual relationship right away. Well, needless to say, this is a tough business plan.
Sparkling writing, Daniel says, funny and sweet.
Who can turn the world on with her smile?
Talk about sparkling, funny, and sweet. The Mary Tyler Moore Show on TV from 1970 to 77, and now in syndication perpetuity, had some of the best writing on television ever.
You know what? You got spunk.
Well, yes.
I hate spunk.
That spunky girl is the subject of the book Mary and Lou and Rhoda and Ted, a compilation by Jennifer Keeshan Armstrong of oral histories from folks who worked on the show. Daniel Golden learned that at first audiences didn't like Mary's best friend and neighbor, Rhoda Morgenstern.
She was a brash New Yorker. She spoke her mind. She started out arguing.
The writers added a simple line to the script for a cute little girl.
Mary's landlord, Phyllis, had a daughter named Beth, and they decided to just, as an aside, have Beth say to Mary, "That's Rhoda, I really like her." And that totally changed how the audience felt about her.
Minneapolis, the setting for the Mary Tyler Moore Show, was pretty foreign to a New Yorker like Rhoda, but nothing like the exoticism of Los Angeles to the hero of Pacific by Tom Drury. Lucia Silva, book buyer for the late lamented Portrait of a Bookstore in Studio City, California, says Drury's 14-year-old protagonist grew up in a tiny Midwestern town. He goes west to live with his mother and falls in with a wild group of L.A. teens. Lucia Silva says Drury's not a native Angeleno, but he writes like one.
I'm born and raised in Los Angeles, and those of us who are know that L.A. is really this sprawling mecca that is secretly a small, quirky town.
A father and mother flee a small Chinese village in The Dark Road by Ma Jian. They leave with their two-year-old when the government enforces its one-child policy.
Meili is pregnant with the second child, and they leave the village and live in this disintegrating houseboat traveling down the Yangtze River.
Their fugitive life is based on actual experiences, horrifying and compelling reading. Finally, Poems to Learn by Heart, edited by Caroline Kennedy.
If I could choose one book to give to, you know, every family in the country for the summer read, this would be it.
A nice family project, Lucia thinks, reading together a range of poems from Shakespeare to Billy Collins and then memorizing a few.
This sort of is a return to the idea of learning by heart. You know, we don't say we learn it by brain or by mind.
By heart, you can give a poem away, share it, but it never leaves you. Here's one.
Ballad of the Morning Streets by Amiri Baraka. The magic of the day is the morning. I want to say the day is morning, high and sweet, good morning. The ballad of the morning streets, sweet voices, turns of cool, warm weather, high around the early windows, gray to blue, and down again amongst the kids and broken signs, is pure love magic. Sweet day, come into me. Let me live with you and dig your blazing.
Good morning, and thanks to all our independent booksellers for their summer reading ideas. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
We have those and other reading suggestions for you at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.